Welcome back to Pop Theory Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn, and we're talking with John Nichols. He is the Vice President of Business Development for PictureKeeper. You can go to picturekeeper.com and learn all about what we're talking about. Now, John, just before the break, we were talking about the importance of backing up your photos and why is it important. And tell me about the different use case scenarios of why someone would want to use PictureKeeper.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that was discovered early on in the formation of the company, Matt Stanchy, who's the CEO, has a background in home IT services. And one of the things he discovered in going into home after home and helping people manage their personal computer environment, he found the challenge people have in making sure that their digital images are kept for safekeeping. And so backing up those photos to prevent either the loss of the images from a hard disk crash or some catastrophic event like a fire that cause people to lose all of their images, those things are real concerns for the chief memory officer in the household. And so we wanted to create a solution that made it very simple and elegant and easy for the consumer to back up those photos and preserve those precious memories.
Yeah, it's basically a single click, and it's doing its thing, and you can go off and do your other thing in the background. That's really one of the things I like. You don't have to be an expert at searching out these image files because your company has created that expertise in a beautiful software, to your point, easy to use and easy to operate. I like another thing, too. You know, people don't think about it, but what about when you move from PC to PC? Like, there's this big migration going on right now on Windows. People are leaving Windows XP and they're adopting Windows 8.1, and they're wanting to upgrade their computers. And it's always a hassle to go in and find all those old files that you need that you want to keep. And obviously, images are a big part of that. So the fact that you guys have this software allows people to quickly put all their pictures in this USB and then introduce that USB to your new PC.
Exactly, Mike. And oftentimes people have two or three home PCs, all of which have some of their digital photo archives, and the ability to plug the USB PictureKeeper into multiple devices, copy all the image files, ensure there are no duplicates. It's one of the things that people are concerned about as well. You know, I may have the same image on two or three different PCs. We're able to go in and, based on the metadata, understand if that's a duplicate file or not, eliminate duplicates, and then create an easy path for migration to that new PC. So,
well, John, let's get down to brass tactics. What is the cost of this incredible software and hardware combination?
So we have a range of products, beginning with our PK4, which we recommend for photo archives up to 4,000 photos. And the suggested retail price on that is $29.99. And then we go to a PK8, which hosts 8,000 photos, that's at $59.99. We have a PK16 at $99.99. A PK Pro.
And obviously, keeping up on the nomenclature, the PK16 holds up to 16,000 of the 1 meg photos.
And we have an external hard drive version, PK Pro, that hosts up to 250,000. So for the prosumer, or the professional photographer, someone that has a huge archive.
Or someone who's been shooting for a long time.
Exactly. But, you know, many, many people have that kind of volume in terms of digital images. So
I've been shooting digital for almost 20 years, and I guarantee you I have over 10,000 images in my PC and my hard drive backups. And, you know, it's hard for me to gather them all. I've got them spread across different hard drives. And if you ask me to go back and find a photo of my son being born, it may take me a little while. I'll start to sweat trying to locate it. But your device makes it easy to keep together. I got to give you a big thank you, John, and all the folks over at PictureKeeper. You are supporting our PopTech Testers program. You have given us a PK16 to give to one of our lucky listeners. Go to poptechtesters.com and sign up for your ability to win this $99 software and hardware combination. And then you will come on the radio and talk about it and talk about what John's talking about. This has been great, John. I really can't thank you enough for being on the radio and talking about this and addressing this need that consumers have, whether they know it now or whether or not they're going to face it in the near-term future. Backing up your pictures and making an easy one-step process, I think, is really important technology to share with our listeners.
That's great, Mike. We really appreciate the time that you've given us, and hopefully we will help solve the digital imaging, copying, archiving problems that many of your listeners might have.
Well, John Nichols, Vice President of Business Development at PictureKeeper, Thank you so much for being on the radio with us today. You can go to picturekeeper.com, find out about this, go to Pop Tech Testers, sign up to be a lucky winner for the PK16 and test it out. Stay right where you're at. We've got really an amazing show coming up. We're going to talk to our buddy Chris Versace. He's our man in the know when it comes to tech financial investment and the new and latest and greatest things going on in the news of world of business and technology. We also have the head of marketing for Interex. Interex is amazing traffic software that you can download for free. This is Mike Kahn, your host of Popular Technology Radio. We'll be right back.